This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
I don't have to release an injury report until the season starts. And every time I come up here, I get asked about 50 questions about injuries. So you'll get an injury report when the season starts. Right now, I'll tell you that he's out of practice per the head coach's discretion. How's that for an answer? Good?
It's Bill O'Brien talking about Matt Khalil yesterday. Today marks a week ago when Matt Khalil was last on the practice field for the Houston Texans. It was a rough day for him. It was against the Detroit Lions, day one of joint practices. He struggled significantly, and we haven't seen him on the football field since. John Lopez, you think Bill O'Brien, his heart's in the right place. He's trying to do the right thing for Matt Khalil, but you think that he's actually doing the opposite for his veteran left tackle.
Yeah, look, I'm trying to understand Bill O'Brien's frustration. I think it's relatively easy to understand. You get asked about the same thing every day. On the other hand, you're the head coach, and that's your job. And certainly it gets frustrating, but part of your job is to deal with that frustration. I think he could have eliminated all of this. I don't think us fans, any of the other guys on our station, would be talking about this near as much if Bill O'Brien was not doing Matt Khalil a disservice. And let me explain that. I talked about it in the afternoon yesterday, because it didn't really occur to me until about lunchtime. But this is what I feel would be the solution. And I'm not in the business of telling people you need to do it this way. But I really do believe in this case, had he done it this way, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Bill O'Brien wouldn't be snapping, and certainly people would be just kind of waiting for Matt Khalil to show up. 1 year ago this week, Jadeveon Clowney, who had a previous reputation as maybe not all in, maybe doesn't work as hard, whatever attitude, whatever it was that you thought about him. There was a reputation for Jadeveon Clowney. He was not practicing at training camp. He was on the side fields doing some running, some light drills. It was very, very strange, right? And people would do what? They would ask Bill O'Brien about Jadeveon Clowney every day. We were there. I mean, it was in West Virginia, and it was at camp here when they returned, et cetera. So suppose he gets the question, as he got yesterday, instead of using Jadeveon Clowney's name, we use Matt Khalil's name. All right. Suppose he said, is Matt Khalil hurt? And let's say he said the exact same words he said last year about Jadeveon Clowney, that he's saying that he said the same thing about Matt Khalil that he said last year about Jadeveon Clowney. This is the exact quote. I have it right in front of me. When we feel like he's in football shape, we'll put him on the field. I think Khalil, he said Clowney last year, but I think Khalil's getting better and better, being closer and closer to being able to do more and more. We'll see how it goes. He'll probably do a little bit more next week. We'll see how that week goes. And then at the end of the week, we'll make a decision relative to Dallas in this case. Had he just done that yesterday, and had he just done that in the previous days, because Matt Khalil's working on 7 consecutive days not practicing. We'll find out today about 1:00, and we'll let you know. I don't think it would be a big deal. And so I say he's doing him a disservice because even if he didn't use those exact words, if he just tempered it a little bit, it wouldn't sound as if Matt Khalil somehow is either injured or not in good graces or not ready to practice. And we wouldn't use our imaginations nearly as much. I think he's doing him a disservice by just saying, you know, I'll tell you when I tell you, in essence. Why not just, you know, have your guys back a little bit by saying, hey, when he's in football, when we feel like he's in football shape, we'll put him on the field. And that way everybody's kind of happy. You know what I mean?
I think the answer yesterday was fine. I just think he got a little bit too offended by it. I mean, I think simply saying coach's discretion is fine, because I think there is more to this Matt Khalil situation. I don't know that he's hurt. I don't know if he could be entertaining the possibility of retirement. He could be, Bill O'Brien could be protecting him. But I think there is a little bit more to it. And I don't expect Bill O'Brien to go up there and tell us everything. I think the answer was fine. I just don't think he needed to be as upset about it as he was. That's my thing. I have no problem with Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien does himself no favors. He does nobody any favors by going up there and saying, Matt Khalil is not starting right now. He's on the sidelines because of poor performance or injury. I have no problem with him not saying that. I don't think anything benefits about 3 weeks from the start of the season of him saying that. So I had no problem with it. I just don't know why he's so annoyed by it. And maybe that adds to there being a little bit more to it.
Here's where I disagree with you. By kind of popping off like that and saying, coach's discretion, how's that? You're clearly annoyed, and you're not helping Matt Khalil. You know, you're making him look worse, or at least leaving it vague for other people to interpret. Whereas if you just say, look, he's our starting left tackle. When we feel like he's in football shape, we'll put him on the field.
Do you believe he's just starting left tackle?
I don't. But okay. What I'm saying is that from his perspective.
Okay.
You know, from his perspective. Because how many players take 6 days off, going on 7 days off in a row?
Not many.
When they're the starting player on a contending, you know, presumably contending team.
And they have something.
And then
to
the
prove.
Coach gets irritated like that. Just if had he just handled it like he had handled Clowney last year, it wouldn't be nearly as big of a deal.
I think there would still be
speculation. You're leaving fans and media to make assumptions.
Which is fine. It doesn't
mean
anything.
Well, you don't want to make it assumptions. You want to give them some sort of answer that, okay, all right, well, I can buy that.
He shouldn't give a rat's butt what fans and media say. I mean, that's our job to do, and obviously that's why they get paid the big bucks. But what we say and what, you know, everyone knows, that doesn't really matter, because we've seen Matt Khalil. He's seen Matt Khalil. I think there's just a little bit more to it, and I have no problem with him saying it is the coach's decision. Mm-hmm. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Texans going to be on the practice field in 90 minutes. So actually, 2.5 hours they're going to be on the practice field, and we'll see if Matt Khalil's out there after a six-day hiatus. Bill O'Brien's tired of answering questions about Matt Khalil. What are the questions that you get tired of answering in your everyday life? I'll go first. Mine is, what do you want to eat? That is the worst question that you have with your significant other is, what do you want to eat? Mm-hmm. Because it always results in a petty fight. It always results in, no, you pick. Then when you pick, they say don't pick. The number one question for me that I get tired of answering is, what do you want to eat? If my girl would just pick what we eat every day, I would be just fine.
Mine is in that same neighborhood. Why don't you decide? Good God almighty. Why don't you decide? I don't want to decide. You decide. It's up to you. Come on, man. We don't want to decide, because it's not going to be right. It's not going to be right.
What about, what do you do?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I get that occasionally. There's one question that I get asked all the time. You get asked all the time. Figgy gets asked all the time. But I actually like it because it's listeners, and I love to engage. And if they have a question and they meet me and they want to talk. So what do you think about, fill in the blank, Correa? What do you think about?
Oh, I like that.
Matt Khalil. I love it.
About that.
But we get asked it all. I mean, grocery store, whatever, you know. It's like, I actually like that one, but I get asked it
That's
a lot.
I do. That's why I got in this business, to have those kind of discussions. But the what do you want to eat is always results in just, no, you pick. No, you pick. No, you better pick. No, you better pick. I've gotten to where I'll preface it with, no, you really got to pick. You really got to pick. Mm-hmm. My girl doesn't like Chinese food, so I always say Chinese food now, and that's a no. So I just put it back in her court. That's kind of the way that I've gone with things.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, Figgy, yours is the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one. Over the years, you know, I've been asked another one I like that I get asked everywhere I go. When are you taking me fishing? I don't mind that. I mean, if I can, I will, you know. But, you know, people always say, when are you taking me fishing? When are you taking me fishing?
Everybody says that to you.
Yeah, but I love it. I love it. I
mean, some of them don't even mean it, though.
You don't think?
Some of them aren't really about it.
They just know that I love fishing and go all the time.
Yeah, they aren't really about it. They just ask you if they want to go fish, if you want to take them fishing, and some of them really ain't about it. Landry Locker, John Lopez, 713-572-4610. What are the questions you get asked in your daily life that annoy you? In the spirit of Bill O'Brien being tired of being asked about Matt Khalil, Texans going to be on the practice field in 2.5 hours. We'll see if Khalil returns. Bill O'Brien won't even have to answer that question anymore if he does. But coming up next, Carlos Correa is going to a familiar place during the Astros' final push. And why in the hell is Little League Baseball on my TV screen? We'll get into that next.
Oh, my God!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.